Hello, hello. This is Erica Jordan. Hey, Mr. Slater, this is Erica. Can you hear me? Okay. Do you need me to log off of the radio? Okay. That's fine. I don't know how clear it'll be because I think my laptop speakers are kind of low. So we can go ahead and get started. Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. Are you laughing, Crystal? Okay, sounds good. I can't. Okay. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything on my end. Still logged into the radio station. Yes. Okay. So I'll log out because I can't. I mean, like my phone. Okay. So I can't hear. Can anyone hear me on the radio? Okay, I can't hear anything on my phone. I don't hear anything either, and I'm on the radio station as well. Blank, like no sound at all. It sounds like the phone is off. Okay, Kawana said that she can hear me, but I can't hear her. Okay. Freddie, do you need me to log out or? Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, sounds good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll just take it. Okay. I'll just take it for Zoom, and then you can do the radio. Okay.
Can anybody hear me? Okay. Anybody here? Your microphone is unmuted. Your video is just speaking. that. We have been on for a while with the radio live. We were trying to couple the Zoom link with the radio station, but we're going to let the radio run the full length of the Zoom broadcast, and hopefully we can get a copy of the Zoom broadcast with Linda Nim and overdub this sound here. This program here is House of Vision Gospel, so featuring XBO, HDO. This is the web 24, February the 24th. Linda Pope Hamilton Hair Shampoo, Curl Pharma, XPO, HTO, conditioner. You can call in at telephone number 713-955-0464. Or 347-202-0317.
So I like them old songs. I like them old rockin' saints. You know, makes me think of them saints with them little hats on. Sometimes they had little necks. I guess to keep the hair together. Some women wore them stockings you couldn't see through. You know them white. You know about it, Elvis. And they was always, and see, we were an oppressed people, pressed on the job, oppressed in the home, not much money, very little, if any, education, and low class. I mean, God has brought us from a long way. Some of y'all know that. Especially Pentecostal people, you know. We you know, God had to go among those who were not too proud to say Rosa Handoloba, Yitililio, and didn't know what they was talking about. And rolling in the dust and doing some of those things they did. I remember they used to kind of froth at the mouth. They'd bring toilet paper in there when they were telling us they were getting purged. And I was saying, Lord, don't purge me, but you know. And we were fasting and praying, and none of us had very much money, and we didn't have anything in the promise of our future but Jesus. And some of them old saints used to stand up in testimony service. Looked like the Lord would just give them songs just hot off the wire. They, maybe out of their prayer life. You know what the brags, what was happening then. Something way down on the inside. One of the old mamas would get up and sing a song, and they'd look right at you and say, hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Come on and help me sing it quiet.
If I die, let me
Midnight, and we didn't have any place else to go anyway, so we just stayed there. Most of them didn't have television in their homes, and the ones that did didn't want nobody to know it. So. And so we loved lingering in the presence of the Lord and just singing. We'd sing the same song over for almost an hour. We just pass it down. One person take it, until everybody gets falling out. That's all we had. We didn't drink. We didn't get high on drugs. We didn't get high on alcohol. So all we had was the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Here's one of the songs I learned from my mom. Just another day. That the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord, sing it, has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. I'm so glad that the Lord, come on, sing it with me, has kept me.
I'm so glad. We talk a lot about gospel music, but I come to find out the things that we're singing really nowadays aren't really gospel. They're inspirational, but they're not really gospel music. Because the gospel is the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, back in the day, they used to sing the gospel. They sang songs that said, live and he loved me. That's the life. Die and he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he carried my sin far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Dying, he came my sin far away. But then arriving, he justified. Freed me forever. One day he's coming back. Glorious day, everybody say.
Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far away.
Arriving.
Look at somebody and say, that's going to be a glorious day.
Somebody quick. If you're on your way to heaven,
need you to clap your hands. This is just one of them old songs. You know it, sing with us.
Jesus, Jesus, be the prince of the realm.
There was a little old lady, little old church mother named Mother Sherman. She was what we call a district missionary. She was the church mother of our church, the Jackson Memorial Church of God in Christ in San Diego, California. She went to heaven when she was 101, I think. And she was such a sweet little darling. She was about four. She looked like she was about 4'3". But a powerful preaching woman. And when I was a little boy, she used to say to me, she heard I was saved. I got saved when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And they heard about this little Pearson boy that was saved. And she'd always come up to me and say, "Son, you yet holding on?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm yet holding on." She said, "Well, keep on keeping on then, baby." She said that all the time. Every time I said, "You yet holding on?" Them old missionaries always thought she was going to backslide between Sundays, you know. "You yet holding on?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Well, keep on holding on, baby." And she'd give me a nickel. And then when I get a little older, she gave me a dime. "You yet holding on?" "Yes, Mother Sherman, I'm yet holding on." "You keep on keeping on, baby." She gave me a quarter. By the time I got ready to go to college, she was up to a dollar. I remember I came back from my freshman college year here at Oral Roberts University, and I saw Mother Sherman. She said, "Baby, you yet holding on?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm yet holding on." She said, "Well, you keep on keeping on then, baby." She never did get above a dollar. She stayed at that dollar. But the last time I saw her alive, Bishop Morton, she was in a nursing home. And my godmother took me out to see her. She had lost her teeth. They couldn't find her teeth. She couldn't remember who I was. Our pastor, Bishop J. Blake, whose son Charles will be preaching in a little bit, Charles Blake. Bishop Blake had gone to heaven. Mother Sherman didn't know it yet. She couldn't remember the name of our church. And it kind of broke my heart. And I said, "Mother Sherman," she said, "what is it, baby?" I said, "You remember me?" She said, "How long will you do?" I said, "Where's your teeth, Mother?" She said, "I don't know. They done lost them." I said, "Well, I'm Carlton Pearson. You used to encourage me a lot, Mother, when I went to church. You was always telling me to keep on keeping on. I was saved when I was a little boy, and your ministry has blessed me over the years." She said, "Oh, it did." I said, "Yeah, well, you were so sweet." She said, "That's because you were sweet." She said, "You get holding on?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm yet holding on." She said, "Well, then you just keep on keeping on." I said, "Well, I'm going to go, Mother Sherman. I just want to love you and pray for you. But there's one little song I wanted to sing for you before we leave." Now, she couldn't remember the name of the church. She couldn't remember my name. She couldn't even remember our pastor, Bishop Blake. But I sang this song. "By and by, when the morning comes, moving a little head." And I never did know the verse, but I sang it through one time. Then she said, she looked at me, she said, "They'd been making noise in that nursing home," she said, "but it ain't our kind of noise." "We'll understand it better," I said, "by and by, Mother." She went like this. "Oh, by and by, when the morning comes," come on. Off the seat of light, sunshine in that land.
Talk
Bishop, you can do it better than I can.